Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A 2018 Supreme Court decision is starting to have all sorts of unintended negative economic consequences. The case I'm referring to is South Dakota versus Wayfair, a decision handed down 19 months ago. In this case, the Supreme Court allowed the state of South Dakota to require out-of-state businesses that had no physical presence in that state to be subject to registering with the South Dakota State Treasury and to begin charging that state's sales tax on sales made by those out-of-state companies to South Dakota residents. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy was the swing vote in deciding this case. He told a friend of mine that the court was only responsible for the legal aspects of the case, not the economic consequences. Kennedy's expectation was that Congress would enact national legislation to standardize compliance with this new nexus standard. Unfortunately, that has not happened. The judiciary committees in the House of Representatives and Senate would be responsible for originating such legislation, but guess what? They are in the middle of the impeachment proceedings of President Trump. The earliest they might practically work on consistent national standards is next year. In the meantime, almost every state government has been adopting its own legislation or regulations in defining when out-of-state businesses must register to collect sales tax on sales to that state's residents. As you can probably guess, almost every state that has done so has adopted different standards for their requirements imposed on out-of-state businesses. Their implementation dates and processes are also diverse. Did you know that, because many states also have county and local government sales taxes, there are more than 6,000 different sales tax rates in this country? The Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board has approved 5 software vendors to offer products to help businesses comply with state-by-state compliance with these new requirements. Unfortunately, all of them are woefully inaccurate in calculating the correct sales tax that are or are not due. This enormous paperwork burden imposed on businesses across America is going to hurt the economy this year. For concrete examples on how this new burden on businesses is reducing retail sales and destroying jobs, come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.